Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. This is the year. You are a wealthy woman. This is the year. We're done. We're making the leap. We're deciding. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the Kathy Heller podcast. So we have such a good episode for you today. Before we dive in, I want to remind you, I'm doing this free workshop in a couple weeks. It's called the Wealthy Woman Within event. It's January 22nd through the 27th. Every day I'll be live on Zoom at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be so good. If you want to change your relationship with money, and you want to live an abundant life once and for all, you need to be in this free workshop. Go to kathyheller.com/wealth and grab your seat. And you might even want to tell a friend to do it, because not only will they thank you for it, but you could have accountability to go through the workshop with a friend. So today I want to share a coaching call I did with an amazing woman, Rita. Speaking of abundance, she is doing so well. This conversation led her to so much, and she just texted me that she made $205,000, and I'm so happy for her since we had this conversation. But she has been making a pivot and changing some things in her business. And here you're going to listen as we talk about what does she need to do to stop holding herself back from standing in her full power. It's a great conversation. And no matter where you are on the journey, I think you're going to resonate with the feeling that she was up against. I think you're going to love this. Take a listen.
And I see that, Rita, you raised your hand. So I'm going to call you up and maybe we can talk about your specific scenario. And I think that that'll probably be helpful as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I hope it's helpful for everyone. So first off is, you know, I've been a coach for a long time. So I've done, my revenue comes from group courses. And so I have never sold it from the online perspective. It's been just referral, and the, you know, it's been real estate agents have been my niche. And starting the podcast, I told you that when I first saw you, I was like, whatever she's selling, it was just in alignment for me to come into your world. And so podcasts and me is like fish and water. I'm absolutely obsessed. And so that's been out for, I don't know, whatever, 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it's been. And it's received really well. And I know it's so fun. I'm obsessed. I took your idea of the mini-sode. People love those. I have to really watch and keep it super tight because my mini-sodes are actually becoming episodes. So all that to be said, I did the lead magnet. I got started in Amy's course. I've known who she is for a long time, way back from Marie Folick, Be Cool days.
Yeah.
And so I'm going through it at my own pace, not even close to where they are. Some people are, which is fine. The thing is that since I'm switching my niche and I stopped doing all the real estate centric courses, my revenue depends on selling courses, obviously. And so I'm rebranding and taking this time to do the podcast. My girl that's doing social media for me for free, I used to coach her. She loves it. She's saying that my demographic is, this is on Instagram, which I don't, that matters that much, is about 42, which is about right, about between 33 and 53 is when people come to me. They're having issues with patterning, things like that. So I pushed my course out a little bit, but I actually, as you're talking and seeing what other people are putting in here and what's on my podcast is I'm a transformational and leadership coach. That's what I do. I'm a soul-centered business coach. That's what I say. So now I'm thinking like, what is my course? Because I used to coach on achieving a goal. That's what I would tell people because that's what they want to hear. And then what got delivered, obviously, was the deeper work so that they could get clarity, confidence, and move into a space where they could actually manifest something with ease and grace rather than climbing up the wall every day.
Yep.
So now it's like, I kind of feel like I'm a little like, now what? Who's the person that I asked? Because my list is only about 350 people. Probably 250 of that is probably more active. And most of them are real estate agents. So then.
Okay. So here's what I think. This is just my intuition just from having this conversation, but also other conversations we've had. And also your hair looks so slay.
Oh,
I just have to comment on the hair.
I have hair like yours. It's super comfy. It's buzz mall. I
had a pull is a good blow dry.
Of course.
Okay. So here's what I think for you. And let me just see how this like lands for you. What I think. You don't need a giant audience right now. What is so clear for me is that we're talking about you inviting 15, 20, 25 people to this party who get a front row seat to be mentored by you in this container. Because based upon, and I just want you guys to know how I got to this, who she just says she has in her audience, right? These are not college students. They're not just starting out. Sorry, people in their 20s. She's talking about women who are already realtors. What does that mean? That means a lot. That means that your demographic are people who already chose a profession and they identify with it, which means they've either been doing it for 15 weeks or they've been doing it for 15 years, but like they have an identity called I have a business. This is what my business looks like. So what that says to me is this is not really a fresh off the boat new person. This is somebody who would like a higher level of mentorship, and you being who you are, which I have some insight because we've discussed a few times your life, you've made money. So now it's about your choosing, which actually this is what we've talked about before, but I want you to really see if you can own it and step into it. For some of us, your audience is an audience that you're selecting from this whole group of people. You're selecting the more advanced audience. Okay. Now that's not the case for every person. It's easier and harder in different ways, right? There are always going to be more people who are starting at zero. There's always going to be, that's the biggest, right? Like you think about Tony Robbins and his work. He'll never run out of people because his real work, like the, yes, he does business mastery and all, but majority of his work is to the, if you are the kind of human being who is struggling, like I got you. So it's like wherever you are, you just go to UPW. That's his sort of secret sauce, right? Then he has a smaller niche of an audience that will go to his advanced programs. But there are some people who have built their whole business on selecting the more advanced woman from their audience, that's who you serve. That's who you serve. And it's important because what I'm trying to help you all see is what can happen sometimes is you're so busy trying to do this thing that you think everyone else is doing, which is appeal to the lowest common denominator, which is people before they have any kind of expertise or advancement. And you're not their teacher. It's not right. It's not a match. It's like a concert pianist trying to teach five-year-olds piano lessons. That's not a match. They shouldn't go to him. That's wasted, right? Specifically, they should be calling forward people out in the world who want to get an edge on their piano performance, who want to master their piano performance. Those are his students. Rick Macy is a tennis coach. And he coached Serena Williams. And so to spend 1 hour with him, which I can't even believe he does it because whatever, but he does. It's like $850 for the hour. And there's a waiting list because there are people who They want his eyeballs on their serve. They don't want just 1 hour. They'd like 20 hours, right? But they get whatever hours they can take. But he's not the right tennis teacher for any Tom, Dick, and Harry. He's not that teacher. He's not the right person. He's not going to charge what they charge, and he's not going to do what they do. It's a different value. So every time we have a conversation, I think the place where you kind of like bump up against yourself is you resist standing in your light. You resist standing in your power. You are the kind of person who can work with a woman and give her an edge, right? Somebody who's saying, I know who I am. I know what I want. I've got a skill. And you're like, it's time for you to mean business. It's time for you to actually like, you got the Tesla. You got to turn it on. It's like you're talking to the women or they've got it built, but they just haven't like really set sail, right? And so somebody who's maybe already made 75 grand in her business, but she wants to make 150 grand this year. Somebody who's already made 150 grand, but she's stagnant. Maybe she's been at that place for the last 5 years and you're going to come in and you're going to take a look and say, here's where you're playing small, right? And so your marketing right now, it's like you're resisting stepping forward and saying, this is the person I am. Here's who I am. And there are so many people who need that person. So I'm curious how that lands on you. And I'm curious.
Well, you know, what's funny is that I just love this one sentence. So if I were a quote, my quote for everyone in the call, if I were a quote, it would be everything is energy and that's all there is. Period. Everything's energy. And what it cracks me up is the energy that I put out is what I get back. So one of my former clients asked me to help her with this webinar that she's masterclass she's doing next week. And literally I've been on 4 calls with her. I love her. She is my number one raving fan. She has sent so many people to me. Whatever she asks me, I'm down for. Love her. So we get on these calls, make a long story short. Today she said, you're so good with marketing, because she was saying a bunch of stuff and I'm like, oh, you're giving me anxiety. So I got a Google slide on screen share where it said bullet, bullet, bullet. This is what people want to hear. This is what you need to say. This. And then she just said, you're so good. Have you been taking marketing classes? And I laughed because I was thinking, do you know who Kathy Heller is? Is what I said. She's like, no. I went, okay, never mind. It's too long. But because there's something about the way that you're so direct, so am I, but I think I dial it back. So that's the resistance, is I'm dialing it back to kind of see. And then what happens is I start over fucking thinking shit. And then, yeah, exactly. That.
I want to like, exactly. If I could jump through the screen, I would call my friend Stephanie, who's a photographer, show up at your door, have you spend a day in the life of doing the things that make you feel most like your most fierce self, and take pictures of you being you. And I would start writing copy to the woman who's right there. She can see you. She wants to be you, but she's not quite there yet. And I would call her fucking forward and be like, this is it. This exists for you. Let's fucking go. Like, that's who I want you to step into being. So if I was you, I wouldn't necessarily take the Amy Porterfield framework, lock, stock, and barrel, but I would take some of it. Because I say to people all the time, if you take a class from someone like Amy Porterfield, even if you never launch an online course, you're going to learn 17 things that you didn't even realize that you needed to learn.
It's so because, good. It looks so easy.
Well, she's also just mastered so much of the game of online marketing that just watching her answer Q&As, you're like, oh, that's helpful. Just the way she just did that, or the way she facilitated. So, but what I would take away is, if I was standing in your business, I would create something that's between 10 and 15,000. And I'll explain why I like that. But I would do something like 10 or 15,000 and call forward 25 women and say, here's what you got. Here's what we're doing. We're having connection time once every other week or once a week, whatever it is. They don't really even need that much handholding. We're going to all come together for a retreat once in the 6 month period and maybe create like a Voxer group for them where it's open, maybe, you know, one day a week for people, it's like office hours that you're in there, just answering whatever questions fluidly come in. That's it. And have it open for like somewhere between 3 and 6 months and call it a day.
Meaning the time frame is three.
Yeah. 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 And then the other thing that you could do is you could do power hours with people where people pay you like $1,500 or something like that for an hour.
Oh, for like an intensive?
To just look at their business. You could also do a VIP day for like $4,500 for 5 hours or 6,000 for 6 hours and do it on Zoom, even take a break for lunch. But I would think about the woman that you actually really can help. And when you really get it, who you are and where you are in the market, you're not Walmart. You're not the low cost leader.
No,
no, no. And it's like you keep looking around as opposed to being like, oh my God, it's me. Like, who this? Like, it's me. Like, it's go time. And the reason I'm saying I would start with 15, somewhere like 10 to 15 grand is because really this should be a program that's like 45 grand. But you have to gain.
Well, my last program, so my last one, and this could be helpful for people, is it was 10 grand. And it was 6 month containers called Sacred Sisterhood. And it was all the clients that I'd coached in groups or one-on-one. And so it was these little bit older, mid-40s to mid, you know, my age, but like in the mid-40s where they had already done some work. And it was fucking phenomenal. I pulled some of the things for you from USM that we did in second year that I won't say here in case anyone's going to do that. And it was life-changing for people. And after that, I haven't done anything since because you know what? And this is why energy and this is why you're matching up with where I'm at. I just didn't realize it till you reflected it back to me. I haven't wanted to do a course since then because that's all I want to do. It's a higher level woman. She gets it. She's ready. She's committed and so on point for what she wants that nothing will stop her. I had a lady triple her revenue, literally cash a $75,000 check, and she wouldn't go and talk to anyone. She's not a realtor. She wouldn't even walk into an architect's office. She's like, oh, they already have someone. I'm like, I don't care who they have. They don't have you. 75K in her hand as a check. We literally were crying and cheering for her. She's completely shifted her life in less than 12 months. That's the woman. That's my person.
Yeah, that is your person. And isn't it amazing how it really is that energy is everything? Because without me even knowing that, I knew that. It's like I knew like a carbon copy Xerox from the energetic blueprint. I was like, this is where you're supposed to be. And you were like, oh my God, how does she know? It's because you can feel it, right?
Well, you're tapped in. Let's get with
it. Yeah, I'm tapped in. And what can also happen is what you could create for a more mass audience is something that you're not in really, that doesn't really have access to you, but is just sort of like these foundational pillars of where people need to be to get ready to be this person. Like we've talked about this before, like what are the things you need to know to get ready for your first 100K, right? Those are the kinds of conversations, or even if you don't even want to attract that person, then maybe we can move that content just up a little bit where it's like, what are the things that hold a woman back from her full worth? You know, and here's some recordings.
I love that because I just did a whole thing on worthiness.
Yeah.
And I likened it to your height. And I literally did that with my first mini-show because I was so annoyed that people are like, I'm not worthy. And I do it unconsciously, not realizing that that piece is when you step it. Anyway, I literally did a little mini-sode on just that. Like you don't have to do anything to deserve it. It's already done. It's just clearing the path for stepping into it, just like I'm doing here. And it takes a commitment and it takes an investment if you want to coach with people that do this shit.
I love that. What I would do with that worthiness thing is I would take, how long was it?
The mini show, it was me coaching someone, but I had them on. You couldn't hear it like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. So what I would do is actually make that an opt-in where if somebody, you know, wants to unlock their worthiness, they get that. And maybe you companion that with like a few questions worksheet that they can ask themselves, like to journal on from that. And then on the back of that opt-in, they get an email that says, would you like to join? And there's this pre-recorded. There's this little course that's self-paced that has a few recordings of you. And it could be anything from, you know, maybe it's $1,000, and people can go and watch it. And I mean, you could be making 2-3 sales of that a day, and people need it. And then as far as the container, I mean, the truth is, since now I know you've already done it, you don't have to limit it to 25 people. We've done.
It's funny that the mind chatter, as you say it, I feel like I've done it once. And so now I've used everyone up.
Right. Well, let's talk about that for a second. Yeah. Whenever we do a VIP level of one of our classes, there's about, let's say, 100 people that do VIP, and they pay like $5,000 to do VIP. And what does that give them? It gives them like a few more Zoom sessions plus like a few Voxer days. But if you were doing more, right, if they were going to get their own dedicated little, this was the whole thing is for this higher level group. Why can't you have 100 people in there? Of course you can have 100 people in there. You can have 100 people in there. And have you used everybody up? Of course not. But why do you think that?
I've just been such a smaller container that opening myself up, I don't know. It's just an old paradigm. It's a shift for me, big time.
So here's what I like to do, because you said it before, energy. I like to like bring in the energy work. So whenever I'm kind of feeling like I'm hitting this walk, and we all have these moments in conversations, you're trying to pinpoint something in your business and you can just feel how activated you are, how your nervous system is just not letting you go. It's just like there's a lot of
I can
of
feel it in my solar plexus right now. It's just like right there.
So what I want to say in those moments, and I say this to myself all the time, is from the part of me that is stuck in my ego, this feels really hard. And I notice it. And then I say, but from the part of me that comes from my highest consciousness, this is not even a thing. I can just move. And so I kind of find this part of me energetically that has way more power.
Yeah, she's way up here and she's all about it. She's like, let's go. It feels like a young part of me that just is like.
Right. And then I think to myself, from this part of me that is just really tapped into equanimity and wholeness, what's my next move? And I get so excited because that part of me is like, oh my God, it's so clear. This is just about owning this. And then once I own it and I feel safe to own it, I know what my post is. I know what my offer is. I know what my call to action is. And then people feel safe to meet you there because you're not coming from this defended part of you. You're coming from this part of you that's calling them forward from the highest part of them. And a lot of times when you notice the way you are interacting with the world, we unconsciously are calling forward everybody's defenses. We're approving ourselves. We're apologizing for ourselves. It's like, it's very different when you call forward the highest part of yourself and you are only available to interface with the highest and best in every person. They freaking feel it, and that becomes so sexy to them. They don't want anyone to ever offer them anything else but to call them up to that part of themselves. And so, yes, there are many more of those women with the $75,000 that she was able to achieve for herself. There's a line of women like that who are waiting for you to come out of this wounded part of yourself, to stand in your truth, to stand in your real integrity and your alignment. And the reward for you choosing your alignment is going to be empowering all these other people.
Yeah.
And they will happily pay for the energetic exchange of that much more power. Because when we pay, we're paying for an energetic exchange. If there's only a little bit of like a blip, you won't really see people take out their credit card. But if this person is providing and setting down a new energetic standard, the audience wants in. But that requires the person to go first, right? And to fully claim it. And then people are so excited because all we're really doing all day long is exchanging energy. And we can't wait for somebody who has enough strength to choose it and then who's willing to hold it long enough so that we can come and choose it too. And that's really what is at stake for you. And so if you can come back into that, you can put out this offer. And what I would do for all of you, this is what I like to do, my little marketing. These are like, it's so basic, but I use them all the time. So we always do a launch in January. Those are always our biggest launches. So we'll do a launch like January 20th because we usually wait to come back from the break. And then we do like 2 solid weeks of promoting and then we do the launch. But what we always also do is a month before the promotion will start for the launch, we do a pre-sale. And then the pre-sale is always, for anybody who catches it, it's always like $500 cheaper or $1,000 cheaper, depending on what it is. So right now, you can start hinting like something's coming. You can start saying that tomorrow, the next day, something's coming, you guys. Can't wait. Start posting pictures of you feeling really fierce, quotes that call people up. Energy, a picture of the sun, whatever it is that starts making you feel like $1 million. And then that week of December, you can say this, you don't even have to have it all together. Just have a really simple sales page. This is coming in January. This is calling you up to get the edge on 2024. And if you want, you can pre-sell it right now and you can save somewhere between $500 and $1,000. And you might get a bunch of people who want in on that. And don't be afraid to go really long-winded in your captions because people actually read captions and they love to hear you get vulnerable and say, when I get honest with myself.
You mean captions on Instagram?
Yeah. People really actually get excited. And also the woman who made the $75,000, let's not forget that 92% of buyers read testimonials.
I know that's another area I have a ton and I need to start. Yeah.
Go to that woman and say, I want you to write down what it is, what it was. How could you describe the way I kind of helped you? And then when you put your thing, when you swipe, the next image can be an image of her testimonial.
Okay.
And she's like, you wouldn't believe how helpful you were. I made $75,000 from this car. Like those things are really helpful for people to see. And whether we put stock in it or not, it actually matters to people to read
it. It matters to me when I read it because I want to hear. I look at reviews on everything, literally. Yeah. I'm a reviewer. So here's my question. I was going to do like a visioning workshop, low cost, on like December 14th on Zoom. We're going to do a little breath work. I mean, we're going to get out from the inside out, looking at it rather than a vision board, sticking things up on a board and looking at it from the outside. You're going to reverse it. And so I'm going to do that. And I was going to do it at low cost to basically set up the launch for the end of the last week in January, but I just didn't know what the course was. Do you like that? Or should it be, I don't usually like to do that kind of stuff for free because I'm going to put a little piece of breath work in there. And I don't want people that have never done, you know what I mean? Anyway, what are your thoughts?
Well, here's what I think. I'm doing the math and I'm like, okay, I want to see you have $1 million launch. I want to see you have 100 people buy this program at 10 grand.
I would love that. I've had a 6-figure launch once and it was so easy. I didn't know what happened until the day that we started. Someone signed up because someone canceled at the last minute and it went from 96,000 to 108 because it was $12,000. And I was like, oh shit. I didn't even know. But it was easy because it was exactly what you said I was in. It was just in alignment. I just called in 10 women. I didn't have a sales page. I just called up former clients and said, this is what we're doing. This is when it starts. You're going to love it. Trust me, it's life-changing. And they were all former clients and they all signed up within.
So what I would say is if we have the goal of 100 women at $10,000, I think that that is actually really doable and we can get there. It will require you to hold in this energy. It'll require you to hold in that part of you that doesn't come from that trigger, that comes from a part where there's just like grace, fierce, this feeling of like,
I'm so ready and I've been ready and I've been in like it feels like an incubator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as the question, what I'm going to say is, I think, and this is just me based on the only thing I know, which is my own personal experience. I would do all of your magic, all the tricks, the breath work and all, but I would do that inside the program.
Okay. No, you're right. Because I already have my top clients that have spent tens of thousands of dollars with me are all like, ooh, when is it? Because they know the value. If I charge a couple hundred bucks, they're all right. Over.
A, it's really valuable.
Okay.
It's very like deep shamanic work. But also it's because we have to remember the way the human brain functions. People live most of the day in their ego. Okay. And so even if there is a part of a person that can get really awakened by meditation and breath work, most of the time we're making choices from the part of us that has an urgent need.
Yeah.
It feels urgent.
Yeah.
And the urgency here is to sit down beside this next client of yours and tell her, I can see 2024 coming just like you can. And this is the year we're closing the gap. We're getting the edge. You're not going to play small and you're not going to hide. And those are the selling points.
Yeah.
It's not giving them the experience of breath work because that puts them in the resistance. So you can do that inside the program. You can do that at the retreat. But in the marketing, if you actually want them to take the step that's going to actually help them, which will include all of the spiritual work, which we all have to do in order to thrive as entrepreneurs, as CEOs, as parents, as moms, whatever, we know that. But we need to talk to their reasoning, their pain point. And so there's a part of them that's sitting it out. There's a part of them that's looking at you and going, oh, she's done this thing. She had a six-figure launch. I can feel it. It's right there. And you are stepping into that fully, saying to her, this is the year we're going to get the edge. This is the year we're going to make that leap. And so then it becomes like, if this is all it's going to cost me, if it's going to cost me $10,000 or $9,000 on presale to be with somebody who will hold me so I can step in and I can make that leap in my business and I can actually do that work to claim that, then I'm going to do it. So it's not going to be about how good you are at facilitating breath work. The question in sales is always not about you. It's how much can you convince them of who they are. So when you are selling them, you're selling them their vision, their potential, who they can be. That's the sale. No matter what, you're selling somebody a fancy car. It's like, look who you are when you get in this car. How could you afford to not have this car? Every time you step into it, it turns you on. You need that. Once you're turned on like that, what can you do differently? So you're sitting here saying, I'm not going to take you through a breathwork process and then have you Marie Kondo all your emotions. We'll do that inside the class. That's the work. That's going to be the cost of this work. But right now, I'm going to sit here pointing. I'm going to be a pointer. And I'm going to point you towards this person that you are so sick of not being every day. And this person exists for you. And she is who they see when they look at you. That's what they see reflected back in themselves. And you're not here to convince them of you. You're here to convince them of what's possible for them. And that's what sales is. So no matter what you're selling for all of you, that's the process, right? The process is that possibility for themselves. And it's not about you. You get to take yourself off the witness stand. It's not about you being scrutinized. It's about them. And so I would really look at, therefore, what is it for this person that you see that you want them to see? And I would call out specifically, I'm so sick of seeing women who don't know their worth. I'm so sick of seeing women who've been in the same cycle, just making ends meet when you have so much more skill than that. And it's time for you to charge more. It's time for you to know your worth. It's time for you to have a different outcome. Let's fucking go. That's the process between now and of course, there'll be 100 people that want that. They want that. They want to choose that for themselves.
So in this group, I was that person in the group of us in a mastermind that did the six-figure launch. Because I was in alignment. I had the coaching. Everything was just in alignment at that point. So this is the opportunity for me to step into the seven figures. And so what I'm committing to right here in front of everyone and for specifically to you, Kathy, is stepping into that for myself, a seven figure, because I've made seven figures before. Well, 887, whatever. I wasn't complaining. And I did it because it was in alignment for me. It seemed, when I looked back, I'm thinking, how did I do that? Kind of the same way I did the six figure as a coach. But I always kind of poo-pooed it afterwards, like, well, I would downplay. Do you know what I mean? And I'm sick of that. I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay. First of all, that was very exciting. I enjoyed this moment. And the second thing I want to say for everybody, I want you to hear what you just said to me, because we don't realize how stuck and conditioned we are to feel shame around being rich as fuck.
No.
We just don't realize it. If right now I could snap my fingers and make every woman I know, which those are all nice people, billionaires overnight, there would be world peace.
Yeah.
Right? It is disgusting and has to go the way that women hold this. Why am I saying this? I'll tell you why. Because you just said to me, I'm making a commitment. I'm going to say this. I'm going to have this level up. Blah, 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 blah. Right. And we all got so excited because we love you. We see ourselves in you. You're so warm and pretty and cool. And we want you to succeed. And it's so fucking great. But why am I making this whole preamble? Because what do you actually want? You don't want me to teach you right now how to do breath work. You want me to teach you how to make seven figures. It turns you on. But when you think of yourself as going into the world, you think of how you have to package it in this other way, when really you'll get there. They're going to get it. It's the best shit. It's all the spiritual stuff. Obviously, that's the stuff that makes you feel the most alive. But what do they want? The same thing you want, because it's not that. It's not really a stack of dollars that you want. It's what it represents to you. That making $1 million represents to you that you stepped into your power, that you've acknowledged that you no longer have to feel shame for being worthy. That's what it represents to you. That's why it feels so exhilarating. No one is that superficial and stupid that what you want is piles of paper. You want what it means, what it represents. And that's actually not stupid at all. That's a gift. That's a rite of passage. Everybody should feel this feeling of all of a sudden you're not held back and you feel this sense of being coming correct with your sense of worth. Of course you're worth more than seven figures. You're worth an infinite amount. It's infinite. And it feels so shitty when you tell yourself all the time that you're not. So that's why you want to reach for that. You don't care about the money. That's not really it. It's what it means. It's the story. It's the story in it. And that story is powerful. And everything is symbols. And everything is symbols since we're babies. And so that symbol of finally letting yourself just have it feels like, oh, it's just finally freedom. It's like I can finally be myself. I can put aside this playing small and dimming my light. That's what it represents. So let's not sugarcoat that, right? And let's not then play hide and seek around what you're really trying to say. It's okay to say to women, I want to see you successful and wealthy. And this is it. This is your year. This is the edge. They need it so badly. They keep telling themselves with every relationship they have in their life that they are just meant to be walked on. And their families, how they hosted Thanksgiving and they got no sleep and they allowed their in-laws to talk about her like that. Like whatever it is, it's like, it's enough. She's exhausted. She's so tired of it. And so this represents like, damn it, she's right. Like I need to come out of my shell and feel abundant and feel worthy. And oh my God, is it really that big of a deal for you to be able to go buy yourself a nice sweater? No, it's what it represents. It's what it represents. And so you have that, but you keep shying away from it because there's a part of you that's bought in like we all are. Like, I don't want to be superficial. It's like, how does that make you superficial to be empowered and bold? It's awesome. And there's so much to you. Anyone who spends 6 seconds with you knows that you're a person of substance. So that's all garbage. But my point is, go direct. This is about the edge. You keep saying it. What mattered to you about the woman's story? The money, because of what it represents.
Yeah, because she broke out of her story of whatever it was, which was
so enough. It's like, just say it. I want to help you allow this year to be the year. This is the year. You are a wealthy woman. This is the year. We're done. We're making the leap. We're deciding enough is enough, right? That's what you're there for. And now what goes into a person who's wealthy? Well, it requires a nervous system that's willing to receive. And that's where you're going to do the work with them on their breath work. That's where you're going to get them aligned with God and source and the source of all their goodness. And all that's going to come through. That's great.
I'm just laughing because the name of the podcast is Stop Bending Over.
Right.
Align your life for radical success. And my trailer says, we bend, as women, we bend over forwards and backwards, either to overdo or get screwed. And then we have nothing left. And literally, you had said it, and it's the reason it came up for the podcast was way at the end when we were almost done. And you had said something about your client is you. And I thought, oh, that's easy. That's called just codependent hiding behind ears. And that gave me all this permission. It just flooded that every episode. I just kept recording my, they're all solo episodes. I didn't have any gas in the tank to have anyone else on because I thought this just needs to go out. This is the foundation for this podcast. I said, if you're allergic to swearing, you're going to have hives. You're listening to this podcast. So I know I trigger people is to wake them up.
Good.
Always good. People like, good. I don't really like how you talk. Boo, then I ain't for you. Good for you. Yay.
Oh, no. That's the best. Yes. Those are the only people that anyone listens to, people who trigger people. That's it. The only people who have an audience are saying something, right? There's something that they're saying. So I love that conversation, like, went as deep as it went. This is really the conversation we need to have, right? Like, at the end of the day, it's like allowing yourself to play where you're really meant to be.
Thank you for being you. And I know there's so much going on in your world and you just pour into us. I just fucking love that, who you are. You're such a...
I'm the most blessed person, honestly. I really am. I was telling my sister and my team yesterday, I'm like, my DMs are filled with love. I only have people in my audience like loving and kind. And I love my little corner of the world. I'm very happy. So I love you guys and thank you. And right on. I'm so excited for more of those moments.
I'm so fucking lit up. I'm going to go do all my work now.
Go do it. Go do it today. Actually, in this energy is the best time to do it.
So I hope that was helpful. And I'm just so excited for her because, like I said, she's such a force and she's phenomenal and she's done so much since that conversation. If you want to follow up with her and you want to follow along on her journey, you can see her on Instagram at Rita Marie Mendez. And we'll put the links to all that in the show notes. All right, here are the takeaways. Number one, everything is energy and that's all there is, period. Number two, when you're stuck in your ego, things really feel hard. But the part of you that comes from your highest consciousness, tapped into equanimity and wholeness, it's so clear. You could just move. Number three, there's a line of people who are waiting for you to stand in your truth, to stand in your real integrity and your alignment. And the reward for choosing your alignment is to be empowering all those people. Number four, it's time for you to charge more. It's time for you to know your worth, and it's time for you to have a different outcome. So let's go. Number five, it's not really a stack of dollars that you want. It's what it represents to you. Making $1 million represents that you stepped into your power, that you've acknowledged that you no longer have to feel shame and you're worthy. That's the gift. Number six, of course you're worth more than seven figures. You're worth an infinite amount. Number seven, being empowered and bold doesn't make you superficial. It makes you awesome. And number eight, enough is enough. This is the year. We're going to close the gap. You're not going to play small. You're not going to hide. This is the year that you're going to make the leap. This is the year you become a wealthy woman. I just want to take a second and celebrate the students from our podcast course. Special shout out to Carol Neustadter and her podcast, General Hospital Saves the World. Also, Regina Adams, who hosts Weenus, a friend's podcast. Irene Solo's podcast called Let's Talk. And the Release Your Inner podcast with Shauna B. You're just amazing women, and I'm so proud of you. If you want to go check out those podcasts, we'll put all the links in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. I have a cold. Thanks for putting up with my voice. I know that I say it all the time, but I so appreciate you. We have so many good episodes coming up. go get in on the free workshop that I'm doing January 22nd. It begins. This is all about how to fully live as a wealthy, worthy woman. You're going to love it. Go sign up. It's free. KathyHoh.com/wealth. I cannot wait. I love you. I'll leave you with a song. Have a great weekend.
Turn the